From law enforcement to population counting, the federal government is going mobile. Nearly every department has at least one mobility computing deployment going on. All in that preference for BlackBerry, that's melting fast. For an overview of mobility trends in 2015, we turn to Tom Simmons, Public Sector Vice President at Citrix. Tom, good morning. Great to have you back.
Morning, Tom. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. So give us the overview of what you see ahead for mobility in the federal government coming in the coming year.
So we at Citrix see 2015 as a year of more incremental change. I think every agency, as you said, has a mobility project. Most times the stated desire is to give their employee base across the board the ability to work from anywhere. And a device independence is the long-term plan. But what we're going to see in 2015 is a continued migration to alternate platforms from the BlackBerry. Most of that, however, is going to be, in 2015 at least, as we see it, a focus primarily on one application, email, to make sure that folks can have access to that. But we still see a predominance of government-furnished equipment that is imaged and locked down for the government image, and very little commingling of government information with personal information on those devices. But across the board, progress to that single device, multi-persona, secured access and isolation of the government stuff from all the things that make the device personal, relative to phone, music, pictures, games, and the like. We don't see us achieving that goal in a lot of places in 2015, but good progress.
Well, my perception was that that issue has been solved with containerizing and virtual machines and all of these technologies that can be inserted on a mobile device to keep the private and the work part of them separate.
Technology component of that is absolutely there. From Citrix and others in the marketplace, we're able to containerize and allow the government to image that government component in the data center and push that to the remote device. What we're seeing in most implementations, however, is policy and implementation is preventing rapid and wide adoption of that capability today.
So if an agency would be planning to give out a really nice iPhone or Android device, you know, one of the new Samsung devices, which some agencies are, would the camera and recording, all of these, all the fun capabilities on those be employable for government use, if not for personal?
So we are seeing those deployed and enabled, but the policy is saying that everything on that device today is for government use. So while they're not really policing the personal use of the camera, let's say, the policy is dictating that those should be for government implementations today. We're seeing way too much still today of the utility belt, where you've got an individual that carries a device for government, a personal device, and in some cases, we've yet to see them combine the smartphone for all the non-phone things with phone. So, in some of the clients that we're working with, it's interesting to talk about the futures and where we're going as the individual sitting there with a BlackBerry and an iPhone and a standard phone in front of them going, yeah, I want to get rid of all these and combine them into one.
So it sounds like the government is still kind of on the stodgy end of mobility relative to what's happening in the private sector.
I think, as is my experience in 30 years of working with the government to enable them, the vision is there. The implementation is slowed a little bit because of a focus on security, a focus on making sure that these implementations do not expose vulnerabilities and thereby put personal information or people, in the case of DOD and law enforcement, at risk. So I think the pace of adoption is fairly typical for government, and the reasons behind that pace are valid reasons.
We're speaking with Tom Simmons. He's the Public Sector Vice President at Citrix. And let's talk about agency data for a moment, because really to be mobile on a mobile device, as we understand them, you have to have the same kind of access to documents and data that people have had on regular laptop and notebook PCs for a long time. And you can do this now on mobile devices. Do you see that starting to come into government? You mentioned email as the main application, but what about manipulating databases through your mobile device?
So file sharing and file syncing is definitely one of the benefits of a mobile workspace. We are seeing file sharing and syncing piloted in a lot of agencies with capabilities from us, from Dropbox, from Microsoft, and others. But the implementation, checking all the security boxes, making sure that we have confined access to those who need to get access, and the ability, to prevent access from those that don't, continues to be a concern. Again, the technologies are there. Certifying those technologies with FedRAMP and things like that are ongoing. So we're not seeing very wide adoption of that file sharing and syncing capability, but it is absolutely the end goal of every single organization that we're talking to.
And what about apps themselves for doing all of this? Are agencies tending to develop their own with HTML5 and programming languages like that, or are they just licensing, say, for government use, public apps that are out there, and maybe putting some sort of a firewall around those?
So here again, the primary application on these devices today is email. And a secure email client that goes beyond the native email provided with the device is the primary focus right now. So you're seeing secure email that has multifunctionality and calendaring and contact management, as well as just the full functioning email, the primary focus today. When it goes to applications beyond that, we're seeing, like, the Army ran a contest, 2 years ago on the development of mobile apps, both, for the administrative function and the tactical function in the Army. Those applications, while interesting and available out there, again, have not been rolled into the device capabilities that are out there. So you've got plans by organizations to do app development for some of their what I'll call GOTS apps, government-developed applications that are legacy. You've got wide adoption of some of the commercially developed and available apps. And then the role that Citrix plays in a lot of this is just virtualizing applications that will never have mobile apps written or be available as a web-enabled app, to be able to virtualize those apps and make it available on those platforms. So it really does, Tom, run the gamut.
Now, companies like Citrix, also your competitors, say SAP and AirWatch and some of those, you've all got management systems for mobile devices that include secure email clients. If an agency has moved its email to the cloud, say to Google or Microsoft or one of the, the cloud providers of email service that also, have it on PCs, can that email be accessed by the clients that are within those mobile device management packages?
In every case that we've come across so far, the answer to that question is yes. The client on the device is not unlike the local client that you would get when you open an Android or an iOS device and you subscribe to whatever email service that you use, whether it's Exchange and Outlook from Microsoft or Gmail or, in the case of personal devices, the email provided by Cox or Verizon or Comcast or whatever. The client is just a window into that. And we do have the ability with the secure email client to be able to manage the email and the associated data and contacts on a secure client that resides there. You do have some agencies that would prefer not to have data resident on the device. So then that mail client is replaced by a web interface, where I'm viewing the mail that resides in the cloud or in the data center somewhere and not pulling any of that data across the air, not wire, to make it resident. And in those cases, you really are improving the security posture by not having any data local resident on the device. It's not at risk if the device is compromised.
And a final question. We talked earlier about the BlackBerry, and some of their very latest devices are not horrible. I mean, they're good devices, and there are those people that still have that preference. They still want their BlackBerry. In the federal government, you see a lot of that. What's your handicap on what's going to happen to BlackBerry over the next year?
So I don't see BlackBerry going away in 2015. We still see it as the predominant device. It's funny, when we entered into conversations with most of our government clientele this time last year, let's say, the stated objective was, if not get off BlackBerry, at least provide employees with an option. I think with the pace of change, with the advances that BlackBerry has made, I think 2015, still BlackBerry maintains its lead as the device of choice for government agencies. But we will see more and more organizations, if not buying and deploying government-furnished equipment, at least providing employees the option to move off BlackBerry. But you're right. BlackBerry has advanced some of its features and capabilities to compete now with iOS and Android. They just don't have the marketing presence out there to build that momentum.
Tom Simmons is the Public Sector Vice President at Citrix. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure, Tom. Thanks.